Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Ellen Rohr back on the show. Ellen, and her last name is not for nothing either, ladies and gentlemen. Ellen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is a business owner. She operated a regular Main Street business for a long time and found out how to run that into the dirt and then how to dig it out of the dirt. And she brings those perspectives to her consulting business, which she shares with us from time to time. And in her books also, The Bare Bones Biz Plan, The Bare Bones, Where Did the Money Go? That's one of my favorites, folks. Every small business owner should own and read and memorize this book, Where Did the Money Go? Ellen Rohr, welcome back to the show.
Oh, you are so sweet. Thank you. It's always fun to be here. I get so much energy from you. You're a great man, Jim, and thanks for the conversation.
Thank you, Ellen. It's good to have you here, too. We're kindred spirits, I think. Hey,
yeah.
Ellen, one of the things you want to talk about today is troublemaker employees. And,
yeah.
And boy, howdy, do you and I have something in common.
Well, are you a troublemaker,
I've always been a troublemaker wherever I go.
Love that.
Yeah, I had an aunt. There's an old song about trouble, and she said that was my theme song.
Trouble, you can't.
Bad news travels like wildfire. Good news travels slow. I think is the way she was saying. She said that was my theme song. But I've been a troublemaker a long time, and in a way, I'm kind of proud of it.
Well, you know, it's easy to. This is what I see people do all the time. They hire somebody. Oh, I need somebody to work here. They've got to be Superman. They've got to make my life easy.
Right.
They do everything that I won't do.
And never cause any trouble.
And then they hire somebody, and then they hate them right away.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like them that they push the boundaries or that they, express any kind of opinion or why do you do that around here. So then they hate them for a while until they finally fire them, but complain about them usually the whole time.
Right.
So a lot of people treat their employees like that, and
they want them to be high performers,
right?
But they don't want to deal with the things that make them high performers,
right?
The paradox of a great salesperson is that on one side of the pendulum swing of the paradox, they're great at bringing business in. On the other side, they're not good at their paperwork.
You know, and there is. Most of the time, we're correcting people on things we never made clear in the first place.
Right.
You know, if you were capable of doing every task yourself to your standards, you wouldn't be hiring in the first place.
But Right. Chances
are you're doing all these things poorly, so you bring someone on board and then you don't like the way they do it. But, you know, what I realized I was a troublemaker, Jim, because if I came to work for you and you said to be here at 8 o'clock, the next day I would show up at 8:05, and what I would be determining is who's in charge here. Is it me or is it you? And if it was me, now we've got a different game to play and it's my game. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. No, so what you're saying is you were always pushing the envelope.
Always pushing the envelope. And, you know, as a younger kid, I wasn't as conscious of it as I am now.
Right.
Now I see, like, what was I trying to prove? But what I think I was looking for is, does this person have any integrity? Do they say one thing and do another? And I want to find that out right away. And I've seen that over and over with trouble.
And so you should have been, you should have either been not hired or fired real quick or straightened out real quick, right? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then in the few instances, we've talked before, I've had like 100 jobs, right? In the few instances where someone called me out on that, I paid attention.
Yeah.
You called me out the next day and you said, I said, 8 o'clock, it's just how we roll. This is a non-negotiable. I would show up at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see if you would. In fact, I would also, when I started to work someplace, I would ask someone, not the owner, that tell me one thing and do another. But I would ask someone, what does it take to get fired around here? Like, where is the line?
That's a good question.
And I would say, I would say, you know, shy of it.
Right.
But if I wanted to stay at that job any longer. But what I found so often is what a manager said you would get fired for and what someone really got fired for were two different things.
Right. Well, I was a troublemaker. Now, I would show up on time. You know, I was usually on time. And I showed up every day. I had good excellent attendance. I never was sick or just stayed out of work. And I performed. I delivered what I was asked to deliver. But where I was a troublemaker was I always had an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I know that's going to shock my audience that I would actually have an opinion or that I would voice that opinion. I mean, whoever heard of such a thing? But I always had my opinion. I would always be questioning why we were doing things.
Ooh, that's a good place to start up after our break, huh?
Let's talk about that. Which is the real troublemaker, folks? The person who won't show up and do what they're told to do? Or the people who keep pushing your envelope, sticking their finger in your eye? The heretics, that's what I call them. 20 Till, right back with Ellen Rohr. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.